Radhika Jones, editor-in-chief of Vanity Fair. If you enjoy binge-watching the best TV shows and love hearing from the actors and showrunners who make them happen, then subscribe to Vanity Fair. Our Hollywood reporters take you behind the scenes of the year's most anticipated projects, the industry's biggest moves, and the hardest-fought awards races. From The Crown to The Real Housewives, we've got the inside scoop. As a special thank you to our still-watching audience, we're offering 15% off a yearly digital subscription to Vanity Fair. Visit vanityfair.com today and use promo code POD15. That's vanityfair.com, promo code POD15, for 15% off a yearly digital subscription to everything you want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Splintering shields and ringing swords. And all the dragons roared as one.
War is afoot.
When I'm queen, I will keep to the order.
I am to inherit the Iron Throne. She will block my way.
Hello, Still Watching listeners. It's been a while. I'm Richard Lawson, and I'm back to announce our new season and our return to Westeros for HBO's House of the Dragon, which, as you may know, is a prequel to Game of Thrones. To cover the show, I'll be joined by a co-host who's new to VF, but very, very familiar with this whole world. And that's Josh Wigler. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Richard. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to join you and some other recurring guests to talk about House of the Dragon this season, which premieres August 22nd. It's adapted from a book by George R.R. Martin called Fire and Blood. And unlike Game of Thrones, it's a story that's actually finished. So one of many things we'll be talking about is how closely it sticks to the books and how much room for surprise it leaves. I've been rereading the book and diving deep back into Westeros over these last couple of weeks, and I'm feeling very ready to return. Richard, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good that you're feeling ready.
Because, at least because, one of us is.
Yeah. I am not quite as up on the ancient history of Westeros as I am on the present tense of Game of Thrones. I have read, I think there was like a Kindle single or something that was about some of the dragons in the Targaryen family, which I think is adjacent to what this show is going to be. So I know a little bit about the world, but not a ton. So I'm excited to kind of dive in and, you know, pick your expertise brain and hopefully have some fun. I mean, I don't know. Do you think that the world is ready to go back to Game of Thrones adjacent stuff after that kind of maligned final season of the show?
I think ready is a loaded word. Yeah. I mean, gosh, it's so wild to think about how that was 2019 and how much has changed since then. Let me go back to the time where the biggest problem was bickering about a final season of a TV show. So I know I'm ready, but I am very interested in the question that you are asking me as it applies to everybody who is not just listening to this podcast, but is planning on, you know, is a TV consumer and is somebody who either loved Game of Thrones or at least was Game of Thrones curious and then heard the things about the final season. Is this a show that's worth my investment? I don't know what the answer is. I'm very excited personally. I'm very excited to dive back into the world. I have been reading the book that this one is based on, and I think it's going to be very compelling. You know, the material that it is mining for this new series is very, very loaded with a lot of what made Game of Thrones great and a lot of what made Game of Thrones pretty hard to watch at times as well. So I'm very excited about unpacking all of that. And to your point about dragons, Richard, oh yeah, here be dragons.
Lots of dragons. So in case people need a sort of primer like I do, to kick this season off next Monday, August 15th, we'll have a preview episode with a lot more background from the books and speculation about what's to come. I'm sure I'll have a lot of questions. And then starting August 22nd, so that's the day after House of the Dragon premieres, we'll have new episodes of Still Watching each Monday, breaking down the previous night's episode.
Yes, and I will be recapping the episodes on VF.com for even more detail, if that's possible, Richard.
Oh, it's possible. I believe it. So please join us every week right here on Still Watching, and we'll see you in Westeros.
We've all been there before. You're planning a dinner party or having family over or even just cooking for yourself when all of a sudden it starts to feel overwhelming.
I live in a very small one-bedroom apartment with a very small kitchen.
I can't figure out what to serve besides water soup at this point.
I'm Chris Morocco, food director of Bon Appetit and Epicurious, and this is Dinner SOS, a new podcast from Bon Appetit. Maybe it's a last-minute party with no menu inspiration, a kitchen with no space, a toddler who will only eat buttered pasta. Name your dinner emergency. We're here to help. Here's how the show works. On each episode, we'll take a call from a home cook facing a real dinner emergency. Then, I'll work with one of our editors or someone from our amazing test kitchen to try and solve it. Because cooking for the people you love should inspire joy without a side of stress. Make sure you're following Dinner SOS wherever you're listening now.